This is Daniela White with Urban Christian News Network. Thank you for joining us on this Saturday, May 27th, 2017. Here are the top news stories that you need to know about right now. First, today, according to Newsweek, the Islamic State militant group called for an all-out war on the West during the Islamic holy month of Ramadan, which begins Friday evening just days after it claimed the Manchester suicide bomb attack that left 22 people dead. Abu Muhammad al-Adani, the group's spokesman who was killed in a U.S. airstrike in August 2016, had made similar calls for attacks ahead of the holy month in the past 2 years. This year's message comes again via audio channel, but it is unclear if it was delivered by Abu Hassan al-Muhajir, the group's new spokesman and Adani's successor. Second, today, according to the Baptist Press, a terrorist attack against Coptic Christians in Egypt that left at least 28 people dead has been characterized as a call to action for believers in America. Mike Eddins, a New Orleans Baptist Theological Seminary professor who served with the International Mission Board and lived in Egypt for 17 years, told the Baptist Press, "We cannot ignore such sacrifice by Egyptian Christians and such pain." He went on to say that the Spirit of God is moving the church into these painful situations to pray, comfort, and share the gospel with Muslims. Third, today, according to CNN, Leslie McSpadden always wanted to finish school, but the timing was never right. She dropped out of high school as a junior to care for her young son. She'd gone from someone with career aspirations to a teen mom caring for a newborn. On Friday, McSpadden will finally receive her diploma at the age of 37. Over the past few years, it has been more than just a personal quest to finish her education. She wanted to complete high school to honor her slain son, Michael Brown. Fourth, today, according to the Associated Press, a federal judge on Friday tossed out 2 life sentences for one of Virginia's most notorious criminals, sniper Lee Boyd Malvo, and ordered Virginia courts to hold new sentencing hearings. In his ruling, U.S. District Judge Raymond Jackson in Norfolk said Malvo is entitled to new sentencing hearings after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that mandatory life sentences for juveniles are unconstitutional. Malvo was 17 when he was arrested in 2002 for a series of shootings that killed 10 people and wounded 3 over a 3-week span in Virginia, Maryland, and the District of Columbia, causing widespread fear throughout the region. His accomplice, John Allen Muhammad, was executed in 2009. Fifth, today, according to the Associated Press, the number of those killed in an attack on a bus carrying Christians near Cairo on Friday has risen to 29, as the so-called Islamic State claimed responsibility on Saturday. At least 13 others remained hospitalized after the attack in which gunmen stormed a bus heading to a Christian monastery. The ISIS-affiliated Amaq News Agency said a unit of the terrorist group carried out the attack, putting the death toll at 32. The bloodshed prompted the Egyptian military to conduct airstrikes on bases in eastern Libya, where it says ISIS militants train. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, who declared a 3-month state of emergency after deadly attacks on Christian churches in April, has condemned the latest violence in a phone call to the Pope of the Coptic Church in Egypt, saying authorities will not rest until the perpetrators are caught. Friday's violence was the 4th attack on Christians in the country since December. Sixth today, according to the New York Times, Zbigniew Brzezinski, the hawkish strategic theorist who was national security advisor to President Jimmy Carter in the tumultuous years of the Iran hostage crisis and the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan in the late 1970s, died on Friday at a hospital in Virginia. He was 89 years old. His death at Inova Fairfax Hospital in Falls Church was announced on Friday by his daughter, Mika Brzezinski, a co-host of the MSNBC program Morning Joe. Like his predecessor, Henry A. Kissinger, Brzezinski was a foreign-born scholar with considerable influence in global affairs, both before and long after his official tour of duty in the White House. In essays, interviews, and television appearances over the decades, he cast a sharp eye on 6 successive administrations, including that of Donald Trump, whose election he did not support and whose foreign policy he found lacked coherence. Finally, today, according to the Baptist Press, Shannon Royce, a former leader at the Family Research Council and Southern Baptist Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission, has been appointed as the Trump administration's director of the Center for Faith-Based and Community Partnerships. Part of the Department of Health and Human Services, the center seeks to forge government partnerships with faith-based and community organizations to address community needs. During Royce's tenure, the center's focus will include combating opiate addiction, childhood obesity, and mental illness, as well as fostering health reform, according to what she told the Baptist Press. As you go throughout this day, keep this word in mind. Matthew 21:22 says, "And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive." A.W. Tozer said, "You can see God from anywhere if your mind is set to love and obey Him." God loves you, always has, and always will. John 3:16 said, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, today is a good day to get to know Him. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose from the dead for you. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart, and He will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Thanks so much for listening, and may God bless your day.